Can you remember one of those times, perhaps, when you got a chance to see someone in a new way? You know, all of a sudden, I think sometimes it might happen for parents, or at least I knew it happened with my nephews the first time I actually saw them when they were out of Little League, you know, I mean the Pee Wee League type of stuff, and I got to see them play baseball and football and things like that. And I actually saw them, you know, being athletes and doing some pretty amazing things. I was amazed. You know, it was hard for me all of a sudden to see those little guys, you know, started, well, shorter than that, all of a sudden doing some pretty amazing things. And I was just absolutely stunned by the whole thing. And in many ways, that was kind of a transfiguration moment for me with them. You know, in this idea of a transfiguration is a complete change in the form or appearance of someone that you know. It's a way of looking at someone new. And in many ways, you know, this is one of those combination moments, and the epiphany was, you know, back in January and all those type of things. But this was an epiphanal moment for Peter, James, and John. You know, for many, many months, they had been traveling for almost 2.5 years. This is in that approach to that, you know, to Jesus's crucifixion. This was late in their ministry, and those, the men had been with him, and they'd seen, and they probably had a pretty good idea of who Jesus was, but they weren't sure. This was that moment. This was a very epiphanal moment for them, which is basically, you know, when you think about it, that notion of an epiphany is a manifestation of a divine presence. This was the point at which, that when Jesus was transfigured before them, they knew now who he was. God the Father spoke to them and told them, "This is my son." It kind of put to end all the questions and all, you know, because you can always hear, you got to love the apostles and the guys that were traveling around with Jesus. You know, at times we can look at them and we can think, they really had no clue what was going on, did they? And I could see, I can understand that too. You know, I mean, had I been in that same place, I would have done it. But with this particular moment, you know, all of a sudden, it was absolutely clear who Jesus was. And in a way, that's what we're aiming at in Lent. We're trying to have an epiphanal moment. We're trying to have that notion where all of a sudden we can see Jesus in a new way. By the things that we do, by the things that we give up, by the extra things that we take on, we're kind of developing that notion so that we can see Jesus in even a more magnificent way. You know, sometimes, you know, we're lucky and we have those moments, you know, they're really big moments. You know, when that transfiguration really takes hold of our heart. However, you know, this time, and sometimes maybe not so much so. Maybe it's little bitty things. Maybe it's little tiny ways in which we can see, you know, Jesus helping us in our life. When we can see God's presence there leading us to help other people or leading other people to help us. That's what all of our Lenten practices are about, to get us in the, you know, in the mindset of experiencing God's help in our lives and experiencing the fact that we can help other people through his, you know, through him kind of leading us along. And that is how, you know, hopefully, maybe not in the same way or as great, but maybe each and every one of us can shoot for that same transfiguration. You know, we're trying to make some changes in our lives in little ways so that we can, so that other people can see us as true followers of Christ. And it's a big job, and that's why, you know, the church and the good Lord has given us 40 days to work on all of this. You know, if we were trying to do these changes overnight, it would be awfully difficult. But, you know, when we get down to it, it's very, very possible. It takes a little bit of practice. You know, when we're looking, and also another thing that I think that happens in Lent is that we're trying to have that same type of epiphanal moment, that same notion in our lives of just how amazing Jesus is to us and how much he's willing to help us if we let him. Some of the things that we give up, some of those things we do are kind of leading us to that point to where we can see, you know, this might be pretty tough for me to do by myself. But Lord, when you give me a hand, some pretty amazing things can happen. So as, you know, we get moving, now we're a little bit into Lent, and hopefully everybody's working on everything and doing well. You know, if not, it's never too late to start. So, you know, kind of let's look at that and let's see where we can allow that notion of who Jesus is to be transformed in us so that we can have that same type of epiphanal moment that the three apostles had when they knew for the first time who Jesus was, how much he really loved them, and how much he was willing to do to see that they thrived and that they became the people they were meant to be.